Dr. Pinsky dictating a male on a me on Sama, S-A-M-E-H, Gattas, G-H-A-T-T-A-S. Sama Gattas is a 63-year-old male who describes the onset of troubles with his lower back in 2010. Parity states this was worsening low back pain, causing him to be unable to lift or work. Sit, and try to get up. He had been under the care of Dr. Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-H-N, who provided him with injections over the years. He had diagnostic studies that he understands identified a herniated disc. He had microdiscectomy on 11/29/23. He continues to wear his back brace and sees his rheumatologist named Dr. John Solomon. Pretty has a follow-up schedule with Dr. Della Soda as well. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. In paragraph, as per your cover letter, petitioner alleges occupational exposure caused permanent injuries to the lower back from 1/1/10 through the present. He had lumbar problems dating back to 2007. He had a lumbar MRI in January 2020 to be inserted here. He then had an updated MRI in March 2021 to be inserted here. He was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Della Soda on 9/26/13. Mr. Gattas admitted he had lumbar spine problems since 2013, but that the problems had worsened after performing yard work around that time. The petitioner provided us with a copy of his operative report from 12/7/23. This describes surgery was done by Dr. Solomon, S-O-L-I-M-A-N. It was minimally invasive lumbar L4, L5 laminotomy, femoraminotomy, partial facetectomy, and microdiscectomy with decompression of the traversing L5 nerve root on the left. The postoperative diagnoses were symptomatic lumbar herniated disc, lumbar radiculopathy, foraminal and lateral recess stenosis, intractable back and leg pain, neurogenic claudication, and lumbar intervertebral disease. He apparently followed up postoperatively. New paragraph, Mr. Gattas had been under the care of a rheumatologist named Dr. Wasserman for a prolonged period of time. He had been diagnosed with undifferentiated connective tissue disease. He had many complaints, including dyspnea and shortness of breath and chest pain. He also had been diagnosed with Raynaud's and had problems treating injuries to cuts on his fingers and toes. He was taking medication to help his circulation. He also reported problems with his knees when getting up. He was also treated by his rheumatologist named Dr. S-A-G-R-A-N-S-K-Y and a third rheumatologist named Dr. C-I-R-L-U-S-U. He diagnosed Raynaud's syndrome and noted the fingertips were fissuring. A lumbar MRI was done on 9/7/13 compared to a study of 2007 to be inserted here. From your letter, the MRI revealed worsening degenerative disc disease, including a bulging disc at L1-2, semicolon, stable disc bulge at L4-5, but an increase in size of an annular tear, semicolon, small central disc protrusion with annular tear at L5-S1 that had not significantly changed. America. There was also a post-myelogram CT in October 2017 with similar results. Period. And put this in bold, I'm not yet in receipt of our organized set of medical records and await their return. Period. I specifically did ask the petitioner about other motor vehicle accidents. Period. He describes on 12/9/22 he was involved in one such accident. Period. His neck snapped, but he had no other injuries. Period. He denies being involved in a motor vehicle accident on 8/19/23. Period. He did accept injections after the first event. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he did have a lumbar brace with him. Period. He was a pleasant individual and brought in the aforementioned records. Period. Extremities upper. There was some swelling on the dorsal aspect of the right hand. Period. His hands were cool to touch. Period. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. There was mild swelling of the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Many muscle testing was 5-. /5 for resisted right hamstring and quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. Spine cervical. Left rotation was to 70 degrees and side bending to 40 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. He states he underwent nerve ablation in August of 23 on his cervical spine. Period. Thoracic, normal macrolumbar sacral, and spectrum revealed the midline 1.25-inch longitudinal scar with preserved blood that occur. Period. There was some swelling, likely at the site of a recent injection. Period. He was able to flex to 80 degrees and perform motion fully in all other spheres without discomfort. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Samagates alleges the routine work duties of his position with the insured from 2010 onward caused him to have permanent injuries to the lower back. Period. He denies any specific traumatic event. Period. His job was that of a casino supervisor. Period. It involved walking in his work area and carrying card shuffling machines. Period. He had to lift boxes of cards as well. Period. He apparently had low back symptomatology dating back to 2007 or 2013. Period. This was obviously before this subject. Period. Period. He did undergo diagnostic studies. Period. He had periodically been receiving injections. Period. Ultimately, Dr. Solomon performed surgery. Period. He continues to follow up with Dr. Solomon and Dr. De La Soda. Period. Mr. Gattes also has a history remarkable for rheumatoid disorders. Period. He takes medications for depression and high blood pressure as well as elevated cholesterol. Period. He also has been diagnosed with Raynaud's phenomenon. Period. New paragraph. There is ...10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. He relates he stopped working at the insured in February 2021 because he could not tolerate the pain. Period. And that is the end for now.